When my 18-month-old granddaughter says pasta these days, I know what she means. She doesn't want to eat. She wants to hear the song.
I love pasta. It's my favorite thing to eat. Any way you serve it to me, I will think that it's a treat. Boil the water, cook it in a pot, and sauce it in a pan. Then dump it out onto my plate, and I'll eat all I can. Fettuccine, spaghettini, manicotti, ravioli, tortellini, cannelloni, rigatoni, bucatini, baked lasagna, and baked ziti, pasta penne and linguine, farfalle, fusilli, macaroni and cheese, farfalle, fusilli, macaroni and cheese.
Our CD player has a big silver knob in the center that's a volume control. So once the song starts, the granddaughter cranks up the volume and dances like a dervish.
There's noodles made of flour, and there's noodles made of rice, and even noodles made from buckwheat still taste kinda nice. Put the pasta on a plate or bowl or even in a cup, any time or place or any way, and I will eat it up. Fettuccine, spaghettini, manicotti, ravioli, tortellini, cannelloni, rigatoni, bucatini, baked lasagna and baked ziti, pasta penne and linguine, farfalle, fusilli, macaroni and cheese, farfalle, fusilli, macaroni.
It's kids' songs this week on My Two Cents. Up now is the pasta song by Madeline Potts. This song and many others can be downloaded free from freekidsmusic.com.
Though noodles come in different shapes, they kinda taste the same. And with little alphabet noodles, you can spell your name. Some look like stars and some like shells and some like tiny bows. Just scoop them up and open wide and down the hatch they go. Fettuccine, spaghettini, manicotti, ravioli, tortellini, cannelloni, rigatoni, bucatini, baked lasagna and baked ziti, pasta penne and linguine, farfalle, fusilli, macaroni and cheese, farfalle.
Hi, Savannah. Wave to Bapa. That's me, folks, Bapa. Send email to bapa at kloijohn@gmail.com.
That it's a treat. Boil the water, cook it in a pot, and sauce it in a pan. Dump it out onto my plate, and I'll eat all I can. Fettuccine, spaghettini, manicotti, ravioli, tortellini, cannelloni.
Free little pigs.
Okay, so this is the story of the three pigs. You got your three pigs, you got me, I'm the wolf, and then you got Debbie. She wrote the song, she's singing it, you know. So, she's real good with this kind of stuff, and we hope you like it, okay?
Yep.
The first piggy made a house of straw, the finest straw you ever saw. Then one day the wolf came by, he knocked three times for the pigs inside.
Hey, pigs! Anybody in there?
Knock, 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 knock. Let me in. I don't care about the hair on your chinny chin chin. I can huff and puff and blow your house in.
Former teacher Debbie Cavalier has recently cut her first CD. Check out her website at debbieandfriends.net.
Man, that was easy, blowing down that house of straw. I mean, I don't know what these pigs are thinking, building a house out of straw, but hey, it makes my job easy.
Second piggy made a house of wood, finest wood in the neighborhood. Then one day the wolf came by, he knocked three times for the pigs inside.
Hey, pigs, I'm knocking here.
He said, knock, knock, knock. Let me in. I don't care about the hair on your chinny chin chin. I can huff and puff and blow your house in. And the walls came tumbling down, and the wolf ran in.
Another house blown down successfully by yours truly, the wolf. Hey, I'm gonna have to start my own company, wolfdemolition.com or something.
The third piggy made a house of brick, the finest brick, it was strong and thick. Then one day the wolf came by, he knocked three times for the pigs inside.
Hey, pigs, don't make me come in there.
I said, knock, knock, knock. Let me in. I don't care about the hair on your chinny chin chin. I can huff and puff and blow your house in.
Uh-oh. This house ain't coming down.
Well, he huffed and puffed as hard as he could, but the house stood still. So when you build a house for yourself, use bricks.
Way down in the valley lived a farmer and his wife. The wife was making with a pastry with her fists and a knife. She cut a fancy little figure and she slapped it in the pan, saying,
"Now ain't he cute, my little gingerbread man?"
Well, then she slips him in the oven for a quarter of an hour. She'd be rapping on the phone while he gets browner and browner. Then she hops into the kitchen, she pops the oven door, and her gingerbread man jumps onto the floor. Now he's jumping up and clicking heels and giving her five. She never knew a bunch of dough could carry on such a jive. But when she tried to get him back into the pan once more, her little gingerbread man was out of the door. He's saying, "Run, lady, run, run as fast as you can. Nobody ever catches me 'cause I'm the gingerbread man. Yeah, I'm run, lady, run."
The Rappin' Gingerbread Man by Paul Austin Kelly. Former rock singer Kelly is an opera tenor doing kids' music on the side.
So now he's running up the road, headed straight for the corn, and there's Little Boy Blue. He's just a-blowing his horn. Little Blue, he drops his axe and screws his eyes up tight. He says, "That old corn liquor must be messing with my sight." Now Ginger says, "There's nothing wrong with your two eyes. You're looking at the coolest creature running on two thighs. I run away from my old lady in her baking pan, and I can run away from you 'cause I'm the gingerbread man." Hollers,
"Run, boy, run."
Kelly has sung at the Met, the Royal Opera, and La Scala. I'm John Waugh, a.k.a. Bapa. Tune My Two Cents Wednesdays at 9:30 a.m., Saturdays at 10:01 p.m., and Sundays at 3:45 in the afternoon.
Well, he made it through the corn, but he took another track. When he came upon a place known as the Chicken Shack, he saw the joint was really shaking, so he popped the door. He found a groovy little place that had a dancing floor. He was about to sit himself and get a bite to eat when the fat bartender said,
"Get out of that seat. I don't serve no biscuits here in my place, but my big belly says it's hungry, so I'll eat your face."
Said Ginger,
"Run, fatty, run, run as fast as you can. Nobody ever catches me 'cause I'm the gingerbread man."
He said, "Run, fatty, run just as fast."
You're listening to KLOI 102.9 FM, Lopez Island Community Radio, on the web at kloi.org.
Now he was running from the fatty and the farmer's wife, away from Little Boy Blue and running for his life. He was starting into thinking that he'd won the race, when the river suddenly was looming in his face. He heard the feet pounding powder all along the ridge, and now he's looking frantically for the nearest bridge. He heard a mumbly grumbly voice a-coming up from the ground, and Mr. Alligator said,
"I'll see you safe and sound. Just jump up on my back, Jack. We'll set sail. Bet you never had a ride on a gator's tail."
"If you'll promise not to eat me," said Gingerbread, "I'd even take a ride upon your alligator head. But you must swear it, Mr. Gator,
across my heart."
So he hopped upon his head, and Gator did depart. Then he cried,
"Run, people, run, run as fast as you can. Nobody ever catches me 'cause I'm the gingerbread man."
He said,
"Run, people, run just as fast as you can. Nobody's ever gonna catch the rapping gingerbread man. Nobody's ever gonna catch the rapping gingerbread man."
Now about the middle of the river, Gator rolled his eyes. He said,
"Yo, Mr. Bread Man, I must confide that there's a price you gotta pay me for this here ride."
Uh-oh, better end it here for all the kiddies out there. This is, after all, Lopez Island, and it's a fairy tale. Let's spin it back up.
"When I open up my mouth, you better climb inside."
But Ginger cried, "Lordy mighty, but you promised me." And Gator said,
"A gator be what gator's gotta be."
And then he opened up his chopper, saying,
"Well, bless my soul."
He took that rapping gingerbread man and swallowed him whole.
Bye, Savannah.